Hello, this is Migration Sounds. The next half hour is a tour of the world through the sounds of migration from a project called Migration Sounds by Cities and Memory, which is one of the world's largest sound projects, with more than 2,000 contributing artists all over the world. We collected 120 sounds of human migration from 51 countries and asked artists and musicians to reimagine them into brand new compositions reflecting on the stories of human migration that lie behind the sounds. This short program will take you through three aspects of human migration as experienced through sound and field recording. The first section is forced migration, which contains, for example, recordings from the Ocean Viking rescue ship in the Mediterranean with an excerpt from a dramatic rescue on a freezing December night, the celebration of migrants upon realizing that they're safe, perhaps for the first time in weeks, and an interview with one migrant, Joseph, about his journey. You'll also hear razor wire being pressed out for an anti-migrant border fence in Hungary, an interview from a Greek refugee camp, and protests in France and Germany. The second section highlights the lives of diaspora communities, from Altai nomads in China to West African barbers in Peckham, Filipino migrants playing basketball in Dubai, and the Chinese community in Chinatown, New York. The third section is simply called Migration is Life, and serves to highlight that migration is just daily life for countless millions of people all over the world. You'll hear a French woman living in Colombia educating her daughter about old fairy stories from home, the local bells in Italy that mean so much to hear when you travel home from living abroad, the preparation of a traditional Turkish soup to help someone feel closer to their parents in their homeland, and finally the migration of millions of monarch butterflies, as recorded by someone who is also living thousands of miles away from what they call home. I hope you enjoy this tour of the sounds of the world, and you can listen to the full collection and read all the stories behind the sounds by visiting citiesandmemory.com/migration. Thank you for listening.
Hello! Hey, silence, please! You are safe! You are safe! You are safe!
Hello!
Point the transom with the light. Okay, starboard side, please. Okay, transom is good. Transom is good. A little bit closer, please. Can you hear me? Okay, please stay silent. Please stay silent. Everyone stay down. Listen to me. Listen to me. Relax.
Come a bit closer.
A bit closer.
Everyone. Silence! Otherwise I go! Silence! 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 Okay, you are safe! Stay silent! Stay silent and listen to me! Okay? You have to listen to me. Everyone sit down! Okay? You have to be patient! We will give you life jackets and we will take you to the ship! But you have to follow our order! Please stay silent! Okay? My friend over there will approach and tell you what you have to do. Please stay silent. It's not easy, it will take some time, okay?
Ah!
kept me in a place for over 2 months. I didn't see outside. One fateful day, they call us that we are about to leave today. So I was so rejoiced and happy that I'm going to Italy. By getting to the seaside, they have already put the boat into the water, doing some preparation that we want to leave. Before I can know, I saw some gunmen, the Libya police. They arrest us, took us to a prison. So I was thinking that maybe, because they say if they caught somebody there, they will repatriate me back to my country. So I say, fine, because I've suffered a lot. If I'm going back, it's okay. But I find that these people did not return me back to my country. They kept me there for over a year, suffering. Sometimes they come there, they took us to outside to labor, we work.
They tend to fly, or when they clothes is wet, your heart will broke. You will see all the world just animals, because they don't do anything for these people. You will feel all the people all around the world who they don't want to help the people here. You will see them like animals, like monsters. All things will everything you believe in it before, it's different from this, very different. When you see that look in the eyes of the children, on the babies, in the mother when she carried she's children, she's baby, I think the cry it's nothing. The heart will destroy it if you see this thing.
La loi immigration marque une brutalité d'une... Oula, pardon. La loi immigration marque une offensive d'une brutalité historique contre les étudiants et étudiantes étrangères. Elle renforce les contrôles et conditionne la délivrance des titres de séjour à une caution. C'est inacceptable. Elle fragilise les conditions de vie des étudiants et étudiantes étrangères qui vivent souvent dans une grande précarité, dans des logements insalubres ou vivent dans la rue, effectuant des travaux précaires en plus de leurs études. Dans la continuité des réformes qui visent à rendre toujours plus sélective l'université, cette loi, avec le montant différencié des frais d'inscription et la restriction d'accès aux bourses d'études, va renforcer les discriminations entre les étudiants étrangers et étrangères et les nationaux. C'est pourquoi il faut nous battre pour une université ouverte à toutes et à tous, gratuite, sans condition de nationalité et sans sélection.
You are me.
I am you. You are me.
And I'm initiate for Kentucky is to welcome the Somali community to your community. We are proud.
Yeah. Сен өзің бір бапыра бересің бе, мынау барам дейді. Е, сен сол жаққа байланысты
жасасын. Қабадаға апарсаңшы домбырашыға.
Қабада неме домбыра?
Ойбай, осы бір қалқысым домбырашыдан бар.
Сосын.
Дүлен шетеді тұр, тірі дауысты айтып бірезді.
Thank you. L'agneau de Jean de la Fontaine. La raison du plus fort est toujours la meilleure, nous l'allons montrer tout à l'heure. Un agneau se désaltérait dans le courant d'une onde pure. Un loup survient à Jean qui cherchait aventure et que la faim en ces lieux attirait. Qui te rend si hardi de troubler mon breuvage, dit cet animal plein de rage, tu seras châtié de ta témérité. Sire, répond l'agneau, que votre majesté ne se mette pas en colère, mais plutôt qu'elle considère que je me vais désaltérant dans le courant, plus de 20 pas au-dessous d'elle, et que par conséquent, en aucune façon, je ne puis troubler sa boisson. « Tu la troubles, reprit cette bête cruelle, et je sais que de moi tu m'es dit l'an passé. Comment l'aurais-je fait si je n'étais pas née ? Reprit l'agneau, je t'étais encore ma mère. Si ce n'est toi, c'est donc ton frère, je n'en ai point. C'est donc quelqu'un des tiens, car vous ne m'épargnez guère, vous, vos bergers et vos chiens. On me l'a dit, il faut que je me venge. » Là-dessus, au fond des forêts, le loup l'emporte et puis le mange, sans autre forme de procès.
When I was young, I don't know. I didn't really think about my future, but I thought I would be back in Brazil, living with my family. But then I came here, everything was different. When I came here, I jumped the border. So I remember I remember coming here on a van, and then my dad picked me up, but then like I haven't seen him for so long, I didn't know who he was. Like, he was a stranger to me. It was weird. It was a big difference for me. Then school started. I was kind of scared of school because I didn't speak English. They tried to talk to me in Spanish, but I couldn't really understand it because I speak Portuguese. It was hard. I mean, I think you can make plans, but life will take its course. You just gotta go with the flow. I mean, I used to act, I guess, straight or try to be straight. But then once I went through high school, I finally realized that it's okay to be myself. So yeah, so I started, I mean, now I don't really care what people say anymore. I'm just me.